James Hill with Edgewood Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We're having trouble getting our guest on the line here. Hopefully we can get her on the line. The number that they gave to us is the right number, but we keep getting an answering machine. So I know I've been guilty of that before myself, so I can't. Probably my karma coming back home. But anyway, we can go ahead and talk about all kinds of things. You know, I got tons of emails with people trying to understand the last show and about the vibrational continuum, and it seems we weren't real clear on that, and I was hoping we could go further into that. So I thought I'd kind of cover some of that information and as well as what's going on and where I kind of wanted to go with that show, but we didn't seem to get there. What we were talking about is basically the Earth and what's happening on the Earth with its magnetic fields going down and having very big holes in the magnetic fields and the heliosphere pulling in very tightly to the sun. So this is ongoing. This is NASA information. This isn't prophecy, although it was prophesized in 1982. And we've written about the sun's antics back, you know, in the books Becoming Gods and the books Reunion with Source. We talked about all these changes that we're going through right now. And you can get those on the website, actually, if you go to eastedy.org. But I would highly recommend to you go ahead and get those books, and then you'll have a greater understanding of the universe in which we live. But one of the things that I wanted to go into that we had so many emails concerning the vibration continuum, one way to look at it is the electromagnetic spectrum. And what a lot of people call Hertzian, or this physical reality, is the world that we're in. And we think that this world is physical, but it's only physical to us because we're vibrating at the same frequency as everything else around us. And that's why we can touch and feel and grab the things around us. If we were on another frequency, we would go right through everything here, but everything on that frequency would be real to us as well. So there are worlds within worlds. There's many world theories. There's other frequencies, other vibrations, and this is all going on as we speak. And we're operating in this little Hertzian reality, thinking that we're just a body and a personality, and if that's what we think we are, this is our world, and that's all that's known to us. Now, when you move up the vibrational continuum, you start experiencing higher frequencies or higher worlds, you might say. And you experience a higher consciousness and energy. And, you know, you move into visible light spectrum, and then you move into the infrared. And the infrared is where a lot of the shenanigans are going on. That's where you have a lot of ghosts and poltergeists and discarnate spirits. And some people call it the astral world. In the infrared, it's the lower astral world. So you move up in the astral world, you have all kinds of levels within the astral world from, you know, some of the lower forms and what people might call negative entities or very unhealed spirits or unclean spirits. Everybody has a name for them. On the lowest levels, and then you move into the mid-levels, and you have just a lot of ordinary people that are on the wheel of life, and they're, you know, reincarnating over and over. They're still stuck on the wheel. And you get into the higher levels of the astral world, and you have teachers and healers and people that are still on the wheel, and they're being held back by just some religious belief or cultural belief that doesn't allow them to totally see the Creator in all creation and all beliefs, all faiths. You know, something is separating them from seeing the whole. And once you bust through that, what we call the psychic barrier, which unfortunately a lot of remote viewing and psychics and everything, they work within that level, and you got to get out of that level. You got to get beyond that level into the higher dimensions, into the ultraviolet on up, and into what some people refer to as Christ consciousness. And there's different names for it. You know, they have an illumined state or sattva consciousness. Everybody has a different name for it. But you get up into the higher states and you get beyond, you know, the physical and beyond this world and beyond the astral world. And that's where you start connecting with the masters, the saints and sages, and the ones that have transcended all cultural and religious boundaries. They've gone beyond that, and they see the creator in all creation, including themselves. You know, they know there's no separation and omnipresence. And these are the beings that we like to work with, and these are some of the ETs that have actually connected to that consciousness, but they still have bodies, but their bodies just might be on a different dimension. And hopefully our guest tonight will call in and we can go ahead and learn a little bit more about that as far as her experiences with these different beings. And Miriam, if you're out there, you can go ahead and call in on any of the numbers here. We'll give them, if anybody knows where Miriam is or out having dinner with her or whatever, you can give her this number. It's 888-815-9756. Or she can call 877-876-5227. And any of those numbers would work, or, you know, just have her get in touch with DBS. But anyway, we can continue with this and go forward. There's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to start. It's just amazing. But I'm just seeing a total collapse of the old world. And we're watching that as we speak. I just got off on a little conversations with some people that really believe that, you know, our Federal Reserve System is federal. And it's not. It's a private corporation. They think our money is backed by the gold standard, and they don't realize that we went off the gold standard back, you know, in the Nixon administration. So, you know, basically we're just printing money just hand and fist. It's amazing. There's so much money being printed right now backed by a promise, and, you know, eventually that balloon is going to crash. And that's kind of what we're experiencing right now, is a lot of crashes of that system that really doesn't have any solid backing whatsoever, other than, you know, people's belief systems. If you believe it's real and it's tangible, then it is, and which is fine. You know, we do need some kind of an exchange, you know, to go about our daily lives. But don't be fooled, you know, that's basically what it is. It's just a piece of paper that people believe in. It has no real tangible worth or value, you know, other than a piece of paper, basically. But, you know, it's all about our beliefs. So I'm seeing over and over where people are so programmed. It's just unbelievable how programmed people are, how they haven't done any research whatsoever. You know, I get these incredibly snide remarks about UFOs, you know, that's all conjecture. There's no evidence. There's no, it's all been stretched and everything, and you know, it's unbelievable. And what's amazing is the UFO community itself have become some of the biggest censors of the truth, because they've been infiltrated by the disinformation agents, and a lot of the military industry is involved now, and you know, they really want to push this threat program, that these UFOs are a threat and we need to be very, very scared. And the latest is, I believe Nick Pope was saying, we really need to shoot one of them down, you know. So, to me, you know, this goes back into military intelligence. And I know some of the old timers in the military are coming out and speaking about, you know, the UFOs and what they know about them, that they are very extremely advanced beings. Their technology is far superior to ours. And they often speak very highly of the UFOs. And then you get some of the other people speaking that have the military mindset, where they see everything as a threat and anything they can't control is a threat. And they actually believe that we can shoot them down and back engineer the technology and start a war with some off-world visitors that are, you know, millions, if not billions of years ahead of us in technology. And to me, that, you know, does not really fit within military intelligence. As a matter of fact, it's about the most unintelligent thing I've ever heard. So when I hear people saying, you know, let's back engineer them, shoot them down, back engineer them, get their technology and create a defense system, and just, you know, they've been watching too many Spielberg films, basically. They've lost all common sense, because it just doesn't work. It's a no-brainer in the interest of national security. It's wise to align with the benevolent ones and live in harmony with them and the rest of the universe and our own planet as well, and choose peace. That's national security. And thank God there's a lot of people pushing this now, the cooperation, peace and space movements, the peace department that's being pushed right now. You know, it's we don't have a defense department. We have an offense department. It's been an offense department for some time. And we're kind of missing any diplomacy. And I believe our, you know, basically the one that really makes the decision is where we're going to make the most dollars and keep all the war industries going. So those are the ones deciding where we go. Luckily, we're moving out of that, and hopefully we're evolving and moving into a more benevolent race of beings, which is what it's going to take for us to join the rest of the universe in peace. So anyway, I hear it all being, at the head of some of this movement here with the UFOs, and people say, oh, you're wasting your whole life dealing with fictitious beings and creatures. Why in the hell are you doing that, and this and that? And I just said, and they tell me I need to be spiritual, and I say, well, if you really were spiritual, you wouldn't be asking me this question right now, because when you start moving into enlightenment, you realize that you're a multidimensional being, and when you start experiencing these other planes and dimensions, you start realizing we're not alone, and when you, the more you get into it and start connecting with ultra-dimensional beings, and you transcend all the religious beliefs and cultural beliefs that keep you from expanding beyond your environment or your social consciousness programming, then you start having the contacts, and they start coming in, and they love to connect with people with open minds and loving hearts and with pure intent. That's what they're looking for. A lot of times when the military says they haven't had contact with these higher beings, these benevolent beings, they're correct. They don't know about them. They haven't had contact with them. And only a few people on a need-to-know basis know about these within our government. And, it's not common knowledge because, basically they've made sure it isn't common knowledge. And that's just the way it is right now. But, somebody says, well, why don't they fly over the White House? Well, they did in 1952. Everybody knows about that. A whole armada flew over the White House, and it was filmed, and they chased them with jets. And, that was definitely an event that was very well publicized. So, there's a lot of, if you search the Internet, there's a lot of old-timers very high up in the military that have come forward. I think it's Donald Kehoe, and you start listening to these old-timers talking about their experiences and what they know about UFOs, and they've been trying to bring this information out for a long, long time, since the 40s. Even in the 30s, people were speaking out about this. So it's there if you want to do the research, or you can just continue to, be a good little sheep and stay within the herd consciousness or social consciousness and believe whatever the news is telling you, the mainstream news, and then continue with the giggle factor and I'm so superior because I don't believe they're out there. I'm highly educated within the system, and my education tells me that there are no UFOs. The only problem is that there's hardly anything within the educational system that ever talks about UFOs, so how can we say we're highly educated when we really haven't done any research and we're just going by the status quo or mainstream media? So basically, I always tell people that say, I don't believe in UFOs. I said, well, I don't really think they believe in you. And if they were to explain humanity and what we do to each other and what we do to our environment and everything else to the rest of their kin out there in the universe, I don't think anybody would believe them. They'd probably have to come themselves, and if they did come themselves, they would observe us from a distance, and they would stay cloaked because we're a very aggressive, dangerous race. We either fear them and we want to shoot them down or treat them with aggression, or we want to worship them, or we don't know how to rise to the occasion and greet them. So that is one of the main problems that we have on the planet right now. And I would definitely quarantine this planet. If I had friends and family, and I'd put a big beacon up there saying, do not go there. You know, they're going to greet you with aggression. They're going to try to shoot down your ship. They're going to send the best military hardware we've got up to greet you, and they'll steal your technology and probably dissect you after your ship crashes. So if you are going to do it, stay cloaked and keep your screens up, and just you know, stay in unconditional love, basically, because you know, luckily they are not aggressive and they're not primitive, and luckily they don't take offense at us in our aggressive, primitive ways. You know, they just move on. But you know, the bottom line is that it is coming through the mainstream media now. The ongoing action here at the East Eddy Ranch, which is fully documented with several thousand witnesses and Air Force Base commanders and triple PhD Boeing engineers and pilots and Air Force air traffic controllers. People from all walks of life have come here, and they've seen the ships, and they've gone on record. And those, if you want to listen to the coast-to-coast interviews, you can go to coast-to-coast and listen to the interviews there with Art Bell, and we brought these Boeing engineers on and some other engineers to come and talk about what they've seen here. So basically it's out there, and if anybody wants to really do the research and look into this, the evidence is there. It looks like we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Pierre Caron from Canada.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. So I was just wondering, because often you talk about these times, which are times that have changed, and this, and from what I've seen is when there's a time of chaos where the structures are falling down, it's a great time of progress for human beings, where there's more evolution than being a farmer for 100 years, because that's how it was for centuries and centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also talking about the consciousness raising all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something I was wondering, because we were talking a lot about the those from the army and all, and we've heard stories about that they've been often in contact with the reptilians. Is
yes.
that true, or it's just gossip, or it's just stories?
Well, you know, basically, unfortunately, it is true, and you know, the old saying is the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And when you have that mindset, kind of like the warring mindset or the military mindset, you often draw to you beings of like mind. And there are low-level beings out there. They're kind of the minority, basically.
But well, it's a bit like the lower astral. If we just keep our light and our inner light and go inside and go in with these, like you're talking about being... these beings of light from all these dimensions, it must be the same with the alien species, where there's most of them are also from that that area of the dimension.
You know, it is true. The more we aligned with the source, the creator, whatever name you want to give it, you know, the God of many names, the more we focus on the higher frequencies of love and joy and bliss and align with these higher beings, there's a lot of protection that comes in. And unfortunately, we have a lot of leadership and people in power that did not rise to the occasion, and that is not their focus. So they have connected with some low-level contacts and beings. But luckily, that's coming to an end now, because we are reaching a stage in our evolutionary process where the higher beings are stepping in and putting an end to the low-level contacts, and they're assisting us in this quantum leap in evolution that we're going through.
Yes, but let's say someone like you doing a radio show who helped people raise their consciousness, that probably helps even more. Because even though we're talking about a planet raising vibration, stuff like that, there doesn't seem to be that much people who knows about it. So when people tune into your radio show, I guess it must help a lot.
You know, it is sad that most people don't even know we have a choice, that we can choose to align with the higher beings and, you know, the benevolent ETs, and that we can get a lot of help on this planet. And so they don't even know that we do have a choice, because all they hear about is the Greys and the reptilians and the abductions and, you know, the real negative agendas, which is really pushed heavily in the UFO community. So unfortunately, that is the nature, the way it is right now, and there's a lot of censorship, you know, within the UFO community. They're not allowing the more positive messages to come out and not allowing the people to realize that we do have a choice and we can get a lot of help in this transition period we're in, and we can turn this planet around and clean up the environment.
But I do still think that as we work the way we do as light workers, mm-hmm. that eventually the truth will come out and we'll be able to do something about it, and not just wait for the ETs to save us or whatever, God or, you know. I think we're part of the solution also.
Yeah, it's very, you know, the Hopi have a saying, you know, we are the ones we've been waiting for, and it's very true, because basically it's not really them. They'll inspire us and they'll assist us, but it really comes down to us and the people of Earth taking care of each other and living in harmony with each other and the planet and cleaning up the environment. And once we've decided to move in that direction as a collective, they can step in. But we have to choose peace, you know, universal peace, and we have to choose, like I said, to live in harmony with each other and the environment. And once we've chosen that, they can step in and assist us, you know, in these dreams. But as long as we continue with a large majority in these aggressive, warlike ways and continue to pollute and destroy our environment and everything else, then they're going to allow us the reaction that we need to gain the wisdom through experience. So they can't step in and save us and do everything for us. That's not in alignment with universal law, but they can assist those with, you know, open minds and loving hearts and pure intent that really want to make a change. They can assist those people who choose that path to move in that direction.
Well, I think as we take responsible for our lives, we do inspire more and more people to do the same. So I think that part of the solution comes this way.
Mm-hmm. That is the bottom line. It's all about being responsible for the world we've created up to now, and you know, releasing the past, healing the past, and then move forward and make wise choices in the future.
Thank you very much for your time. I don't want to take too much time because I'm not sure if your guest will call. I hope the guest
yeah.
will call. And thank you very much for your wisdom, and it's a real pleasure to listen to your show.
Oh, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for your your wonderful acknowledgments there.
Thank you.
All right, have a great evening.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
All right, wonderful call. There's a lot of things going on, as I said before. It's the light workers and the people that are working towards, you know, altering the destiny of the Earth into this downward spiral. Those people, I've noticed, there's a couple of things going on. One is, you know, it's time to lovingly, joyously prepare. You know, it's not going to be business as usual. We are going to go through some incredible changes on every level, not just spiritually. We're not all going to hold hands and skip into enlightenment and ascend to the next level like some people are saying. You know, we are going through DNA changes. We are going through an ascension process, or we are going through an awakening healing process. And this process is going to be as different for as many as individuals are out there. So basically, you know, it's basically going to be a very interesting ride. It's not going to be as simple as people think it is. But I think we might be able to get Miriam here. I believe I just got an instant message that she might be here, but it disappeared again. So I don't know what happened with that. But hopefully we can get her on the line here. Miriam, if you're out there, you can go ahead and call the station. And you can call the 877-876-5227 line. It's a toll-free line. Or you can call the direct line, 530-876-3222. So we'll see what... Hello.
Hello.
Is this Miriam?
It is, James.
Great, we've got you.
Yes, very nice. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Yeah, we got your answering service, our answer machine, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, and I just started to go into a little bit of a fluster saying there's something wrong. They should be calling.
So, yeah, that usually happens, and I don't know, definitely with the subjects that we talk about and everything else, there are usually so many technological glitches and redirected phone lines, you name it. I mean, just about everything goes on.
Well, I always see that as a little bit of interference tells me that I'm on the right path and doing the right thing, James. That's the way I view it.
Yeah, there's an old saying, you know, if you're not getting flack, you're not over the target.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show. There's so many places I'd love to start, and I know we've got maybe a half an hour here. So one thing, maybe we can just kind of get into real briefly how this came about. And I know you've been a contactee with some benevolent, let's call them off-worlders, or I don't even know what to call them anymore. I call them friends, you know. So
I call them my friends. I call them my family, the tall blondes. Yes,
mm-hmm.
They're definitely my friends.
Now, where do these tall blondes originate from?
You know, I get asked this all the time, James, and when I was on board the craft with them in 1988, I don't remember them telling me exactly which system they originally came from. And in my contacts that I've had since then, there's so much pressure about where they come from that I don't trust the answer coming through me as being clear.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they told me that they were from other systems, other planets, and that some of them were actually living here on craft that were relatively close to the Earth, and there were others that were actually inside the Earth, underground.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's very similar to the same contact that we're having, is a lot of them say they're you know, an extended form of humanity coming from other dimensions, and they have the ability to appear in this dimension. And they said, you know, basically, we don't even have reference points, so it wouldn't matter where they said they came from, because we'd have no reference points. And they are definitely coming from the interior. They're based in the inner Earth and on the interior, and they're also coming from a lot of different systems. And it seems the whole universe is coming to the Earth right now to watch this main event.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is very interesting about these tall blondes that I have contact with is that, you know, people have often asked me if they're actual time travelers. And some of them may be from other times and popping into our time, and that may be part of the reason why they're not physically here, but they can travel back in order to, you know, communicate with us. But the ones that I had contact with on the highway were physical, and I know that they were definitely not time travelers.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of them not understanding the concept of our time, of course, is because their whole vibrational system, you know, is faster than our system here on Earth. That's from my interactions with the beings that I have contact with. So it just throws everything off, because one of the favorite things they like to say is that, you know, if I ask them a question, I say, when is this going to happen? They say, it's going to happen soon. And I'm sure you've had that too, haven't you, James?
Oh, boy. You know, I've like almost screamed at them, you know, when
yes.
They keep saying soon, you know, this is going to happen soon. And, you know, they're usually right, but they're concept of soon, you know, might be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, who knows, it could be 10 years.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, with the exception of one thing, what happens is they'll say, oh, you know, this event, if it takes place, is going to happen soon. They don't give me a year or a time normally. However, as things progress and it gets closer to an event, then I may get a push and say, okay, you need to do it now, or you need to pay attention now because this is about to happen. And then that's the only way that I know that it's just around the corner, meaning, and still, it could still be months away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. It's, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you now, these tall blondes that you've been meeting with, we've been had contact with a lot of the same entities. Have you seen their ships?
I have seen a couple of the craft that have been associated with them. Two of them in particular from 1988, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, the ones in 1988, one of them was it was like a light. It was just nothing but pure light. And I couldn't really make out any form for the craft itself. And then this other one where I was taken physically on board from the highway, it was quite large, like 50 feet across, silverish, very, very luminescent, very bright, almost white light all around it, with different colored lights in a couple of different areas, like about halfway through the craft. That was the one in 1988, but I often see now, not craft in that way, but I see what I call star orbs. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Yes, uh-huh.
So I quite often will see star orbs, and that's what's coming to me more often than anything else at this time, are these star orbs. And sometimes they come and visit me and then give me a message. I have to be open to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say, you know, why are you here? Do you have a message for me? If I sort of relax my mind, on a couple of those occasions, I have received messages. And other times, I haven't received anything other than just being able to see their presence and knowing that they're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of these, they fit right into the higher physics when we see these star orbs. And you know, one time they told me they were coming, and they told me exactly when they were coming. I was all excited, and I went out, and I was standing out in the field. And I was standing there for quite some time, and I stayed an hour past, you know, when they said they were coming. And I shot, you know, a couple photographs right at the time they said they were coming, just in the field randomly. I shot three or four photographs. And I saw these brilliant blue, kind of a purplish blue orb, just real solid, real brilliant, in the field right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know they're on the camera. I didn't even know that I got those photographs. And I was, you know, a little disappointed. I go, I can't believe, you know, they said they were coming, and I felt energy and I felt a connection going on, but, you know, I kept waiting for a ship to appear, and nothing appeared. And when I went and looked at my film, I saw these brilliant orbs that were sitting there right in front of me, and I think there was about five or seven of them. I can't remember how many.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have, you know, just recently, my most recent sighting was, I think, oh my gosh, a month ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I just came back a few weeks ago from a trip to Ecuador, mm-hmm. and on the plane going over to Ecuador, we were across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We were across water, and it was getting to be a little bit late, and I was tired, so I turned my back to the window. I was sitting right at the window, and I was almost asleep, almost, and then all of a sudden I heard this, you know, I always call it screaming because it's so loud. It's as if you're 2 inches away from my ear speaking very loudly. And so I heard this screaming in my ear that said, look out the window immediately. We will send you a flash to let you know we are with you. And I thought, okay. And I kind of turned around and looked out the window, and I thought, geez, you know, I'm so tired. Was that my imagination or what? And the clouds were quite dense, but they were very flat all the way out into the horizon. And at the very end of the horizon was some billowing white clouds. And after 4 seconds of looking out the window, there was a huge white light flash that didn't go across into the clouds. It went straight up into the sky.
Mm.
And so that was the last time that I had a really physical sighting of these beings making contact with me to give me a message. It was quite amazing, and I'm always very appreciative of that.
I've talked to some of the physicists about this, and that are kind of in the know of the other dimensions, and they said it's not uncommon for the ETs to project out of their body as a light sphere and come down and work with people and contact people,
mm-hmm.
Work on higher levels with people quite often and then return back, and we've seen that here. We have I have thousands of photographs.
Yeah.
Of these light spheres interacting with people, even coming from the sky way up high and then coming all the way down and then flying right through people, and you see people, arms go back and they get totally blissed out. And we have them coming from the mountains as
yeah.
well, because they're based on the interior here. So we're seeing this, these light spheres coming out of the mountain and coming up from space, from way up space coming down, and interacting with people. We have this all on video, so it's these aren't just photographs or you know, the people, you know, they're always trying to dismiss those as water spots or camera artifacts or whatever, but when you have video and these are interacting with people and flying against the wind and everything else, that totally eliminates, you know, any of the conventional arguments, you might say.
Absolutely. And right now, James, I think what's happening in this whole field, and you know, I feel really honored to be speaking to you today, because, I think the very first conversation that we had close to a year ago now, actually, I said I wanted to thank you for doing what you're doing and following this path, because it's only because of people like yourself that I feel that I'm able to come forward and share my story with the world, really. And it's amazing, because just within the last year, even for myself, I've noticed a change in the whole view of this subject matter with the general public, as well as even in the circles of other individuals and researchers, contactees, in ufology, where there's really starting to be a coming together of all of our knowledge in a way that is really benefiting people at this time, I think.
Oh yeah, I can't thank you enough for getting out there and championing, you know, this field as well. I know it's saying pioneers take the first arrows, the most arrows, and it's not easy to come out and bring this information out, because, I mean, you have everything thrown at you. But I just thank people. I go, well, thank you for establishing your character and your intelligence, and I just move on,
Absolutely.
And go on with it. Now, is there any major messages you might say that they have for us in these times that we're going through?
Actually, right now is a very delicate time for the planet. And what I do know is that the messages that I've been receiving for the last year have remained constant. They've remained very, very clear. And they have also been very eager to get on with things, meaning getting on with change.
Mm-hmm.
The message that they're sharing with me is that right now is the actual window time for us to make a choice as to what direction we want to take on a planetary basis. And, you know, one could say that we've been in that process for a very long time and that, you know, we're constantly in that state. However, I believe there's events coming, or potentially could be coming, that our consciousness as a species, as humanity, will play a role in making a decision as to what direction this world is going to take. And they've been very clear with me that one of the most important things that people can be doing right now is educating themselves on all of this subject matter, and to educate themselves on really just life itself, to ensure that they know who they are and where they themselves personally, what direction they personally are going to take, whether they are going to step into a more spiritual, fully spiritual life, or a more financial, you know, going out and buying a car and a house life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very important for us to make these decisions because it's going to affect the future. And we, you know, I'm sure you were the same, James. After many times of being given the gift of sight into the future, no matter how small it might be, I realized that every time we are given a warning like this about stopping and paying attention to what it is that we're doing, every time they give a warning of something, I stop and pay attention because I know that it's not done with no reason, that although I can't see it today, there is a reason why these messages are coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what are some of the messages that you're receiving?
The messages that I'm receiving are that right now on a planet, you know, on a global basis, that it's time for the gatherings to begin so that people can unite and show their, you know, their strength together, in showing the governments of the world, in showing the corporations of the world, the financial institutions that we want to change, and that we're not going to stand around and allow our freedoms to be taken away from us and our souls to be taken away from us through this process. What they've been talking to me about primarily is about this great gathering that they had talked to me about 20 years ago and said that eventually a time would come when all of humanity would be given a choice, and that that choice would take place around an event that would involve people like us in uniting and standing together in front of the world and saying, this is who we are. We are from the stars. We are from all of these places, and that we are here on Earth to work for humanity. And pay attention, because we are the star beings, and we're here on Earth. Now, I know this may not seem like much of a message, but really what it comes down to is that the messages that I receive are very simple, in that I might be asked to give a message to a particular individual or a particular tribe or to a particular group. And then what happens from that, from those messages, is action comes out of it, and then they in turn will change or work towards a particular goal for humanity as a result of that message. And it is crucial, it is absolutely crucial that this year is the year of choice, and that if you had an idea of how to help humanity or the Earth or your community to make it into a more spiritually based life, then this is the year to take action and put it into motion in order to create that change. And that's the message that's coming through right now, very loud and very clear. And the reason I believe that this is happening is because they've forewarned me many, many, many years ago that 2010 was going to be a potential year of devastation. And so if humanity came together, enough of us, that we would be able to sidestep anything that was coming our way. So if something is coming in 2010, we will be able to avoid it, or at least be able to deal with it if we are united as one people, as humans. And so the message is, if you feel that you can, without putting yourself at risk, to share your stories about who you are and where you've come from, meaning you've had ET contacts or your spiritual contacts, your visions, share them with people. It's time.
Yeah, it's definitely overtime.
that's
what I feel. What they've told me is that, in a nutshell, what they told me was, they said God has a plan, and they said it's given its greatest, its best to humanity right now. And a lot of them aren't awake. They don't know who they are, and they're activating them. They're initiating them, and And so you've got these, the Orion Council of Light, these Palladians, all these beings now that are waking people up and saying, look, there's more to your soul than just this experience on Earth, that
mm-hmm.
you know, you've had other lives and other dimensions, other planes and other civilizations, and some of them involved, you know, the Orion system, the Pleiades system, the Arcturian or all these different systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of people that are more ET in their soul than they are Earth, you know.
Yes.
And they're being activated and awakened right now. And so that seems to be the, you know, the greater plan is this big, you know, global initiation going on where mm-hmm. people are waking up and realizing they're not alone and but they have to overcome social consciousness and all the giggle and ridicule and all the other stuff and really find that courage within,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do it. And I know that's what all these indigo children are, these golden children, all these crystals. They have different names for all of them coming forward right now. And that seems to be the master plan. And we're kind of like the forerunners of that, you know. So.
Absolutely. Well, they started, you know, they told me about this in depth in 20 years ago, saying that we were going to be moving through this process of change and enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use the word enlightenment. What they said was, you know, they used very clear words. They would say that we were moving into a time of understanding, of being aware of who we really were, and moving into a time where we would have sight, meaning we would be able to see the future or the past more clearly. And what I do know is that these times are upon us now, you know, as they have never been before, and that in the last couple of years, yes, people are definitely being awakened, and they did tell me that this time would happen. And what they said was that there were those that had come before, meaning, you know, people like yourself and people who have been in this for years and years and years already. And then as time progressed, more and more people would become awakened. Well, the message that I'm getting right now is that if you are able to speak, you should be speaking now, because now is the time to come forward and share that story of an apparition in your room. Share the story of your visions and dreams or premonitions that you've had, because what this does is it helps to initiate the person, you know, to awaken the person beside you, or it allows them to have the acceptance of, wow, I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am surprised, James, I am truly surprised that even today I get emails from people saying, I thought I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is with all of the ET information that comes through mainstream media in the form of movies and cartoons and kids' shows and all of that. People still feel alone in this knowledge of who they are, and that they're not, their souls are not, as you said, they are not from here. They are more otherworldly based than earth based. And part of the reason for this whole process to happen is so that we can then progress to a point where we will eventually be in a situation where we will be able to actually do this traveling ourselves. But we have to get our mental minds, our spiritual minds, in a place where we are accepting of all of those things, or it will not happen.
Oh, I agree 100%. It's you know, I'm seeing over and over again that, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, why are you dealing with aliens? You know, you're missing the boat and why aren't you dealing with humanity? And I said, well, what's the difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, basically they're the greater family of man, and the Earth was colonized, you know, millions of years ago. And our history goes back, you know, with all the forbidden archaeology and everything else that they've been bringing forward, it goes back 650 million years where they're finding ornate golden jewelry that was made by some very advanced civilizations. So to me, it's, you know, some of these civilizations came and went, and when the cataclysm hit the Earth, they took off and they left. So it's basically us returning. And, you know, the Earth was seeded a long time ago, and we have the same genetics they do. So there's are a little more activated, you might say, but mm-hmm. basically it's all just one big happy family to me. I don't see any division.
No, I completely agree with you. I know that for everything that I was taught by them and shown from them, I know that we, you know, if you look at anything in this life that we have here on Earth, whether it's a flower or the ocean or physics, math, music, and then getting into religions, spiritual understanding, every faith out there, all of it, absolutely everything will eventually, if you follow the path, it will eventually lead you back to this subject. If you have the ability to research it and look into it enough, it will all lead back to this. For example, I was told that the universe was made up from mathematical equations as well as sound and thought. And that's how the universe was created. So it was actually sound that helped to create us as human beings as well. So everything, I mean, fractals, for example, fractals is the mathematical equation that scientists say that, you know, are the building blocks from God. That's a mathematical equation. All of these things that they shared with me, and I'm sure they've shared with you as well, James, it all relates back to the subject matter. So there is no line in sand between humans and these other beings, because we are all the same.
We've chosen religious and cultural boundaries and capsulized ourselves into these little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And totally deny everything else outside that box. And if you really go into the ancient religions, all of them, they all point toward the stars, and they make it very clear. You know, and if you go to any indigenous culture and you say, who built these great temples here, you know, they point and they say the gods, you know.
All of the indigenous cultures, of course, know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they remember, and through their ceremonies they remember, the ancient stories of how man came into creation and where they came from, they know that all of this truth. They have known, and they still do. Some of them still do know this truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just waiting for the right time to be able to share that with the world in a way that will not cause them more harm than they've already had done to them. You know, I am sure that one of the things that causes this whole subject matter that harms it, I think, is the same thing that happens in every other area of life, which is boxes, as you just said, putting ourselves in boxes and limiting ourselves. Even in ufology, we have a tendency to categorize things by saying, for example, the different types of children that are coming in and the different beings that we talk to and the different, you know, and really, to me, from my view, we are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
We are all the same. And, you know, they constantly said to me, and still do, things are not as they appear to be, which means whatever concept or idea it is that I'm looking at, I have to look at it from many different views in order to really know what it is that I'm looking at. And with these messages that are coming, what's beautiful right now is that more and more people like myself, like yourself, are slowly beginning to open up and share this really beautiful message. And the messages are not necessarily complicated. The messages are very simple. And the messages can be anything from, you know, how to just simply open your heart and love, or to accept love, to, you know, a new technology coming out. I'm not the technology girl. I say this all the time. I'm not the technology girl. There's got to be someone else that has extreme understanding from these ETs about technology, but I am not that person.
Yeah, they use people's fortes, you might say, or interests. There are certain people that have focused mainly in technology or and, you know, the technical aspects of healing and things like that, and they do choose those people to bring that information out. So they choose people according to their focus, you might say, to bring this information out. And I know people that have received, you know, the information, and they've built the fuelless energy technology and the zero point energy. They have all of that, but again, they're sitting on it, waiting for the right time when there's enough support for it, and, you know, and they won't end up pushing up daisies, you know. So.
Yes. And, you know, James, it's one of the things that people still need to be aware of is that many people with this subject matter are really putting themselves at risk for on many different levels in order to just simply do one thing, and that is to come forward and share an experience that they've had. And that is a really sad state of our of humanity, if we can't even share our most beautiful, personal, and extraordinary spiritual experiences with one another. And if you take away all of the technology, and if you take away even all of the messages from these beings, I think that what we're left with is that we simply need to care about one another and to open our hearts to who we truly are, because it will unlock the doorways to everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, unfortunately, Miriam, we're out of time. So we've got to close down. We're a couple minutes over. And so can you give out your website real fast? And then...
Yes, it's www.alienbluestar.com. And it was just such a pleasure to talk to you, James. I'm just sorry we didn't get on earlier.
Yeah, we'll do it again real soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll get more of this information out later. And this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.
Attention, an important product.